Welcome back. Here we are to pray with Scripture on this fifth Sunday of Easter. We'll have a special final prayer from the Mass for the inauguration of the Roman Pontiff, which I think is really, really cool and doesn't come around but once every time there's a new Pope. So that will be at the end of evening prayer for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Hooray for having a new Holy Father, a new face and a voice of Christian life and Christianity in Catholicism. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has risen and is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia. Psalm 110, the Messiah, King and Priest, is our first prayer. The Lord's revelation to my Master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for your intentions and for what you need most, that Mary will be there for you, intercede for you, and make you know her personal sweetness and care for you. The sweetness of her sweet care for you. Our Father, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord has risen and is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Alleluia. Psalm 114 is our next prayer. The Israelites are delivered from the bondage of Egypt is the caption. Our sentence is from St. Augustine. You too left Egypt when at baptism you renounced that world which is at enmity with God. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom. The sea flooded the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Mountains, that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty God, ever-living mystery of unity and Trinity, you gave life to the new Israel by birth from water and the Spirit, and made us a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people set apart as your eternal possession. May all those you have called to work in the splendor of the new light render you fitting service and adoration. We ask this through Christ our Lord, in honor of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour. Pray for us who were conceived without sin, who have recourse to thee. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Alleluia. And our third prayer for evening prayer is from the New Testament. It's taken from 1 Peter, fitting for our inauguration of Peter's successor. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not. It's from the book of Revelation. Wrong page. Alleluia. Our God is King. Glory and praise to him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants. Alleluia. All who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Alleluia. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia. And his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our God is King. Glory and praise to him. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelation. Rejoice over her, O heaven, you saints and apostles and prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, with such violence, Babylon, the great city, will be thrown down and will be found no more. At the sound of harpists and minstrels and of flutists and harp and trumpeteers will be heard in you no more. And an artisan of any trade will be found in you no more. And the sound of the millstone will be heard in you no more. And the light of a lamp will shine in you no more. And the voice of bridegroom and bride will be heard in you no more. For your merchants were the magnates of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in you was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all who have been slaughtered on earth. After this I heard what seemed to be the loud sound of a great multitude, and saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God! His judgments are honest and true and just. He has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants. So we shall come back to that story and the exciting conclusion of how God will carry out judgment against the city of Babylon tomorrow. For now, I want to read to you, in place of a homily, the second reading from the tradition of the church, from a sermon by Saint Maximus of Turin. Christ is the day. Christ is risen. He has burst open the gates of hell and let the dead go free. He has renewed the earth through the members of his church, now born again in baptism, and has made it blossom afresh with men brought back to life. His Holy Spirit has unlocked the doors of heaven, which stand wide open to receive those who rise up from the earth. Because of Christ's resurrection, the thief ascends to paradise. The bodies of the blessed enter the holy city, and the dead are restored to the company of the living. There is an upward movement in the whole of creation, each element raising itself to something higher. We see hell restoring its victims to the upper regions, earth sending its buried dead to heaven, and heaven presenting the new arrivals to the Lord. In one and the same movement, our Savior's passion raises men from the depths, lifts them up from the earth, and sets them in the heights. Christ is risen. His rising brings life to the dead, forgiveness to sinners, and glory to the saints. And so David the prophet summons all creation to join in celebrating the Easter festival. Rejoice and be glad, he cries, on this day which the Lord has made. The light of Christ is an endless day that knows no night. Christ is this day, says the apostle. Such is the meaning of his words. Night is almost over, day is at hand. He tells us that night is almost over, not that it is about to fall. By this we are meant to understand that the coming of Christ's light puts Satan's darkness to flight, leaving no place for any shadow of sin. His everlasting radiance dispels the dark clouds of the past and checks the hidden growth of vice. The Son is that day to whom the day, which is the Father, communicates the mystery of his divinity. He is the day who says through the mouth of Solomon, I have created an unfailing light to rise in heaven, and as in heaven no night can follow day, so no sin can overshadow the justice of Christ. The celestial day is perpetually bright and shining with brilliant light. Clouds can never darken its skies. In the same way, the light of Christ is eternally glowing with luminous radiance and can never be extinguished by the darkness of sin. This is why John the Evangelist says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to overpower it." And so, my brothers, each of us ought surely to rejoice in this holy day. Let no one conscious of his sinfulness withdraw from our common celebration, nor let anyone be kept away from our public prayer by the burden of his guilt. Sinner may he be indeed be, but he must not despair of pardon on this day which is so highly privileged. For if a thief could receive the grace of paradise, how could a Christian be refused forgiveness? Responsory prayer. The Lord in all his beauty has been raised above the stars, and his splendor shines forth among the clouds of heaven, where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia. From the heights of heaven he goes forth, and to those heights he returns, where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia. Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. Alleluia. With joy in our hearts, let us call upon Christ the Lord, who died and rose again and lives always to intercede for us. Victorious King, hear our prayer can be the response, and you can do it once at the end or after each petition. Light and salvation of all peoples, send into our hearts the fire of your Spirit as we proclaim your resurrection. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Let Israel recognize in you her longed-for Messiah, and the whole earth be filled with the knowledge of your glory. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Keep us in the communion of your saints, and grant us rest from our labors in their company. Victorious King, hear our prayer. You have triumphed over death, your enemy. Destroy in us the power of death, that we may live only for you, victorious and immortal Lord. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Savior Christ, you were obedient even to accepting death, and were raised up to the right hand of the Father. In your goodness, welcome your brothers and sisters into the kingdom of your glory. We're praying for Bill, for Henry, for their intentions and needs, for Father Rob, Father Vili, Deacon Tony, and all of the other spiritual fathers who have impacted my life. We'll also pray for those spiritual fathers who have impacted your life, too. And we're praying especially for Holy Father Leo XIV. We're praying that God will be able to bring about this oneness and this unity through him. Gathering all of our prayers and petitions, spoken and unspoken, to one, let us pray the Lord's Prayer, and we'll have the prayers for the Holy Father's monthly intentions right after this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. O God, who in your providential design willed that your church be built upon blessed Peter, whom you set over the other apostles, look with favor on Pope Leo XIV, your servant, whom you have chosen as the successor of Peter. Grant that he may always be, for your people, the visible source and foundation of its unity, faith, and communion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray that through work each person might find fulfillment, families might be sustained in dignity, and that society might be humanized. Our Father, who art in heaven, Pope's monthly intentions being that, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right, I don't think I'm going to be doing like a catechesis or a handing on the faith segment, even though I've got to figure out a way to make that short enough to fit within 5 minutes, so I'm not overstressed about it. Sometimes I will give like a short form catechesis here. But in any case, I hope you're doing well. I hope we all continue to pray for Pope Leo in the days ahead, because the weight of the decisions must be really high, and the decisions he's got to make are really, really very difficult to figure out in some cases. So it's going to be real interesting to see what he does and what his first encyclical says. I'm almost willing to bet money that it, even though I don't bet money, that it will probably be a social teaching encyclical. It will probably be something kind of aimed at expressing Leo's thoughts about updating Catholic social teaching to address new technologies and questions. So it'll be real interesting to continue to follow him.